Roland picked Oi up so he wouldn't cut the pads of his feet. On both walls, he saw the shattered remains of what had been glass-covered hatches of some kind. When he looked in, he saw complicated machinery. They had almost caught Jake here, snared him in some kind of mind trap, but once again Jake had been clever enough and brave enough to get through. He survived everything, but a man too stupid and too careless to do the simple job of driving his buck on an empty road, Roland thought bitterly. And the man who brought him there, that man too. Then Oi barked at him, and Roland realized that in his anger at Brian Smith, and at himself, he was squeezing the poor little fellow too tightly. "Cry pardon, Oi," he said, and put him down. Oi trotted on without making any reply, and not long after, Roland came to the scattered bodies of the boogers who had harried his boy from the Dixie Pig. Here also, printed in the dust that coated the floor of this ancient corridor, were the tracks he and Eddie had made when they arrived. Again he heard a ghost voice, this time that of the man who had been the Harrier's leader. "I know your name by your face, and your face by your mouth. 'Tis the same as the mouth of your mother who did suck John Farson with such glee." Roland turned the body over with the toe of his boot. A Hume named Flaherty, whose da had put a fear of dragons in his head, had the gunslinger known or cared, which he did not, and looked down into the dead face, which was already growing a crop of mold. Next to him was the stoat-head Tyheen, whose final proclamation had been, "Be damned to you, then, Charikar." And beyond the heaped bodies of these two and their mates was the door that would take him out of the Keystone world for good, assuming that it still worked. Oi trotted to it, and sat down before it, looking back at Roland. The bumbler was panting, but his old, amiably fiendish grin was gone. Roland reached the door and placed his hands against the close-grained ghostwood. Deep within he felt a low and troubled vibration.